Partners in crime.
Partners in love. He's my David Beckham.
She's my Victoria Beckham. But she laughs like Betty Rubble.
Screw you.
It's Rico Cheat. It's Rico Cheat. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Rico Cheat. Yeah.
That's who we should have done. What? Fred and Wilma, Barney and Betty.
Yeah, we went all big time there.
Sexy.
Yeah.
We might have some pent-up frustration.
He's my Brad.
And she's my Jennifer.
No, wrong one. They broke up.
No. I don't like Angelina.
What?
I think she is a whore. A slewer.
What?
Yeah.
She is like the world's mother.
I know
mother.
You think she's hot.
I didn't say hot. I said she's like the world's mother.
You like her lips.
Well, what makeup artist doesn't? She's like a
pilot. You're a makeup artist now?
I didn't say I was the makeup artist. I just said what makeup artist doesn't? Because she's got like the face that you just can put, you know, makeup on and create a whole image of whatever you need her to look like.
She's not like representing it in cosmetic lines or anything. She's just being weird.
Huh. Okay. Well, that was our opening.
Are you not happy with the opening? Should we redo it? Take two. Bam.
No, I'm happy.
All right. Are you ready for with our question of the day, our quiz of the day?
Oh, hell no. I forgot all about that.
I do two podcasts before I even come get you for your turn.
And I didn't know we were going to do this tonight because you said,
I know,
I got to do two podcasts, so I'm not going to be able to do Regal Chiefs tonight.
You've been married 3 times. You should know that women change their mind.
That women lie?
Wow.
Oh!
While you're pulling up a question,
oh,
I got to talk about Ashley. She got engaged.
Who's Ashley?
Ashley from, we've talked about her. She's on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
See, some people don't know every show.
Are you looking for your question?
Yeah.
Okay. So Ashley, she's my partner on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Her and her boyfriend have been together for 10 years, almost 10 years on New Year's Eve. And he finally popped the question on Saturday night.
Was he drunk?
No. Dang. He had spent all day delivering turkeys to those less fortunate for turkey dinner for Thanksgiving. And he came home and they were just chilling. And he had just got the ring that day. And he
just couldn't hold on to it any longer.
Right. They were getting ready to go to Cabo on Black Friday. They're leaving for Cabo. And he decided that he couldn't wait until Cabo.
Why?
Because he was just so excited to see
her. Because the ring
was
burning a hole in his pocket?
I guess. It was a beautiful ring. So congratulations to Ashley and Joey.
Huh.
I told them that I would go to the wedding, even if it's in New York.
Well.
I know. I've never been to New York.
That could cost a lot of money.
I told her to give me a year notice.
Why don't you just have them like do it where those places where they Skype the wedding and everybody can watch it from somewhere?
There we go. And you have to pay, and then that'll pay for the wedding.
There you go. That'll work. Okay, it's time for Bad Morning Show. Bad Morning Show. Bad Morning Show trivia. You ready?
I love that. I love when you sing.
Some 6,000 Americans check into a hospital with injuries each year caused by this. What is it?
Ooh, okay. And I'll wait and guess at the end, right before you give the answer. So, 6,000 Americans check into the hospital every...
With injuries.
From this. Every year.
Every year.
Here we go. Okay. Think about it.
All right. Should I give the three choices?
Oh, there's choices.
Yeah. Or
yes.
Do you need the choices?
Yes.
All right. It's a TV remote, a pillow, or a stapler?
So A, a TV remote, B, a pillow, or C, a stapler.
Right.
And 6,000 Americans check into the hospital with an injury from this every year.
That is right.
What? I'm doing the bad morning. They repeat
Boy,
it like 10 times.
You are doing it well, too.
10 times.
Yeah. So what's new and exciting besides everybody else in the world getting married but you?
Wow, that wasn't even what I said.
I know that.
Wow, I know you don't want to get married. I don't want to get on this track. I was congratulating Joey and Ashley.
Okay.
I'm super happy for her.
Congratulations, Joey and Ashley. You're the next contestants on
Happily Ever After.
Okay.
You're a jackass. So, the American Music Awards were on last night. We didn't watch them, but I got a recap today, and there was some stuff.
There was some bad stuff?
It wasn't like the MTV Video Music Awards.
Well, you know, it's not really a real award show. I mean, it's not. That's if you were following the people that are posted. Yes. Actually, the AMAs got started because Dick Clark's production company didn't get rights to the other award show, so they created their own award show.
And there's minimal awards, more performances and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. And they're voted on by, like, the people and not by the industry.
You can tell.
So it's not like, you know, this is really good. This is just people going, we love them. We don't care.
Justin Timberlake won for rock, pop, and R&B and soul.
Yeah, and how's that possible?
I know, right? And he won for R&B soul album of the year.
How is that possible?
And Rihanna got the first ever Icon Award.
See, they just make stuff up.
They do.
How is she an icon when she's been in the business 25. Like 4 years?
Yeah, her mom presented her with the award.
Shocking. I saw that, you know, Ronnie Dunn of mm-hmm. Brooks and Dunn, who's had the big problem.
Mm-hmm. What big problem? People don't know what you're talking about.
I'm about to tell you that. All right. Thanks for that. I love the way you're leaning on your microphone. Like, hey, I'm an old pro at this. You know, I'm really bored and I can just wing my way.
No, I'm trying to, like.
I know, but you're getting close in it.
All right.
He posted on Facebook the video of Florida Georgia Line.
Okay.
And kind of just made a little. I can't remember the comment that he actually made, but it was a kind of a little comment. Mm-hmm. And there was such the back and forth of people not understanding that he's slamming the performance and. Thanks for posting this. These guys are great. They're my favorite country band. And then the next person goes like, this is why I don't listen to country music. And so mm-hmm. it was back and forth all during the post.
Oh, gotcha.
So that was the...
Yeah, they won for best single of the year. Like, not even best country single.
Just single of the
year. Single of the year. And then they tweeted shortly after winning, that's right, country music, folks. Best single of the year on the AMAs.
That's country music.
And Luke Bryan performed. And I don't know if Taylor performed, but she broke a record by winning 3 in a row Artists of the Years at the AMAs. Mm-hmm. And let's see. She also won for album and female, country female.
That's why her headline is saying, Taylor Swift wins big at AMAs.
Yes. And Luke Bryan won, I think, male.
Well, you know what I really want to know?
What?
It's what did Miley Cyrus do? I was so excited. I couldn't wait to see or hear what people posted.
She sang Wrecking Ball.
I'm shocked.
She was wearing a two-piece bathing suit type outfit.
Not like the latex outfit days.
But it had cats all over it. Mm-hmm. And then she had a big giant cat. Mm-hmm. That looked like it was in outer space behind her.
Right.
That was mouthing along the words of the song and then doing cat cries throughout the song. And I thought it was so funny because we were at Target yesterday. And do you remember those leggings you picked up?
Oh, yeah.
The outer space cats. That's what it looked like.
Oh.
So I was like, I should have bought those. They're going to be the new thing.
Cats will be the new deal.
Yeah.
And do you think that was supposed to represent, hey, look at all this pussy. Do you think that was supposed to be?
Oh, my God. No.
You don't think so?
No. Oh, my God.
You don't think she was trying to do a little, like, look, I have broke out. I'm not a teenager anymore. I have broke out. Look at my sexuality. I am just pushing pussy on everybody.
Dang, I hadn't thought about that.
Can you see that now that I mentioned it, though?
Yes. Yes.
Because I really don't see her trying to be like, look at me. I'm all cute and kitteny.
It wasn't cute. It was just kind of bizarre. It was another bizarre performance.
So it probably had to do with
that. I didn't see the pictures. I heard she mocked Lady Gaga's entrance. Remember when Lady Gaga did the entrance of like...
And the big pod?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And people carrying her. She mocked that.
How'd they bring her in? On like a skewer or something?
Skewer, yes. I don't know. I didn't see the picture, but I heard she mocked that. And they brought TLC back, minus Left Eye, of course.
So it was
and
just TC?
Well, they had Little Mama... fill in, and they did waterfalls.
I have no idea who Little Mama is.
I know, just like you did a few minutes ago. I'm about to. So it was TLC minus Left Eye. They brought in Little Mama, and they sang Waterfalls.
Uh-huh.
Little Mama recently portrayed Left Eye in a VH1, like, tribute to the band.
Oh.
Yep.
Why didn't they just bring back Left Eye?
She's dead.
Ow. Okay.
You didn't know that?
No, I did.
Okay.
I just thought, well, they should bring her back. They should just...
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, we just couldn't dig her up for the show. We looked around for her.
Wow. Oh. So, speaking of cats, we're talking about cats, right?
Right.
And pets. There's an artist that turned his dead pet into a flying helicopter after it was killed by a car.
His own cat?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when his cat Orville, named after the famous aviator Orville Wright, was run over by a car, this artist decided to turn him into a permanent piece of artwork as the ultimate tribute by transforming him into a flying helicopter.
I think I saw that. Did he put like a propeller in every paw or
yes.
something? I did see that.
I didn't know that was about.
No, I knew you sent me this, but I had seen it before. The video, and didn't know what it was about.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Don't get
all
butt hurt because
my butt hurts. Ouch. yeah, but the look on the cat's face is like constant. Like,
what's in fear? It's
freaking out.
It's been run over.
It's been run over.
That was the face it made right before.
Oh my gosh! I am creeped out. Like. Pooh Bear, Rain, I love them, but I do not want them turned into a helicopter.
You don't want them turned into a drone that you could just fly around the house whenever
Pooh
you...
Pooh Bear, come cuddle!
Uh-huh. You wouldn't like that?
No. Pooh Bear's going to be drugged tomorrow. She's going to be high as a kite.
This cat has never had its teeth cleaned before.
Never. And so I'm dropping her off at 7:30 in the morning.
Have you looked at her teeth?
No.
You haven't?
They said her teeth are okay. They're fine. There's no problems. But we want to be proactive since she's eight years old and she's passed out. But anyway, Ashley was telling me, Ashley from Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine,
right,
she's my co-star. She was telling me when she took her dog Sugar last year, she dropped her off in the morning, picked her up after work, and she was still just
drunk.
Out of it. Like, could not, like, she would walk and fall over.
There's nothing funnier than a drugged animal.
I'm so excited. No, I haven't.
Because the few times that I've had pets, teeth mm-hmm. cleaned or pulled or get them spayed or neutered, and you get them back, and you can tell they're just like, I'm in my own little world.
I'm so excited for her to experience that. Is that bad of me?
No, I don't think so. Is it? Please let us know. Write her at pinkbarb27@yahoo.com and let her know if she is abusing animals. No harm. No animals.
I'm not drugging her. I'm taking her to a professional.
No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast. Speaking of which, did you see that story?
What?
There's a big breaking story out of Hollywood.
What happened?
The movie Life of Pi.
Uh-huh.
You know that. Tiger,
with the tiger
that was used. Apparently, it came very close to death a couple of times.
Was it a real tiger?
During the filming, yes.
I always
Not
thought
always.
It was a computer.
There was a lot of computer, but a real tiger had to be used for scenes, and then CGI was used on the times that, the
wow.
real tiger didn't. And then they started going back. This whole article, research, is there's been several movies recently that animals have been injured or died on.
Well, we just saw a movie yesterday, The Counselor, and it had cheetahs.
Cheetahs.
Mm-hmm. Mm, those are beautiful cats.
No animal was injured in the making of The Counselors.
You don't know.
I don't know if that's true.
You don't
not.
Know that.
I don't
Brad
know.
Pitt was injured. I can't give away too much, but damn.
Did you like the movie, The Counselor?
I did.
You picked it.
Wish.
Well,
okay.
You're always...
My decision to watch that movie was not based on the story that I knew it was about. It was based on the fact that I think Brad Pitt is hot.
Oh, but I can't think Angelina is hot.
She's a homewrecker.
Okay. So what is your review as a woman who chose that movie? See, I think that's... I mean, I'm glad you did. I liked the movie.
Of course you did.
I thought it was interesting. I thought it was different written.
It was abstract
yeah.
writing. Like you, it wasn't like, okay, Bob went up the hill.
Yeah.
Bob bought milk. Bob went down the hill.
It wasn't done in conversational,
right.
like we're talking. It was done in, they talked in metaphors, like this is the road you've chosen.
Right.
And, you know.
It was good. I think because I don't like graphic gore, there were a couple parts where I had to like shut my ears and my eyes.
Yeah. But not a lot.
Not a lot. It ended up being pretty good. Cameron Diaz, I think she did an amazing job. You look at Cameron Diaz from like Charlie's Angels and the Cameron Diaz that's in this movie, and it's like two different actresses.
Well, this was the first movie I've ever seen where I totally believed that she was a serious actress.
Yeah.
That she just didn't have that goofy, I'm Cameron Diaz, and even if I'm trying to be in a serious movie, I still have a little bit of...
Right. You know, she was freaking a badass. Hardcore. So I'm going to say 3.5 pillowcases out of 5.
Okay, I'll do that. And there was a movie that I went to see last week called Nebraska.
Go Huskers!
Go Huskers. You did not want to go see the movie.
Right.
I said, let's go see this movie. It's about a guy that thinks he's won the $1 million lottery. And you said, no, I don't think that's my kind of movie.
Not my kind of movie.
So you did not go.
Right, and I'm okay with that.
But it was probably one of the best movies I've seen in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's done by the same guy, Alexander Payne, who did The Descendants with Clooney.
Clooney.
And Bruce Dern is just great in this movie.
And he's the actor.
He's the actor. Laura Dern's dad, if anybody trying to figure out who he is.
I don't know who Laura Dern is.
Oh, my God! If I had time, I would Google and send you a picture. But
what has she been in that I might
Jurassic
know?
Park.
That was a long time ago. I don't remember. I remember the dinosaurs.
She's been in a whole lot of stuff.
Okay.
I think at one point she was even dating Brad Pitt.
That was probably long before I knew who Brad Pitt was.
But, okay, the movie Nebraska, I have to say it was really, really good.
How many pillowcases?
I'm going to give it 5 out of 5.
Whoa.
I liked everything
Holy
about the movie.
Cow.
But then I was talking to... Robert Dinnerstein, who is the movie reviewer for the Denver paper, and he goes, it was all right, you know. And he goes, did you like it? And I said, yeah. He goes, oh, well, of course you did. I don't know what that means, but
well,
I don't think he liked. I don't think he liked it as much as I did. But I really everything about it being shot in black and white in Nebraska, you felt like this is really small town, which it was supposed to be.
Which is Nebraska. There aren't a lot of big towns in Nebraska.
So that's my recommendation. Was there another movie that we
We did. We Can we talk about it yet?
Which one was that?
The movie that we saw.
You didn't say the name of it.
Had Bob Dylan at the end.
Oh, no. We cannot We cannot do that one yet.
Okay. See, I don't keep track of that stuff, so I don't talk about it until you give me the big green light.
It's that's Inside Llewyn Davis. That's the new Coen Brothers movie. We saw the previews. But as you know, legally, we cannot review movies until they come out. And that is not out yet. But we saw something else that I thought...
No, you saw another one.
I saw like 4 movies.
I know.
Week. I'm very
You're
confused.
A movie crazy guy.
I don't have my notes in front of me. But we got one review in there, and I'll send it to the company.
You know what kind of movies are going to be banned in the UK?
Porn.
Porns. They're going to be blocked, according to the Prime Minister. But porns that depict rape, they're going to become illegal.
I thought it was all porn. They've narrowed it down now?
I don't know.
Is this just from
Most households in the UK will have pornography blocked by their internet provider unless they choose to receive it. So you can choose to receive it. But the Prime Minister said possessing online pornography depicting rape would become illegal. So that will be blocked and banned.
Okay. That will be legal.
But pornography itself will be blocked unless you choose to subscribe to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was right when I first said it.
Right. So what do you think? Is that Big Brother saying?
I think it'll help probably the families and stuff, because pornography can be a real bad addiction and can tear families apart.
Well, it hasn't bothered you that much.
I don't look at pornography.
You have food porn issues.
Me? You're the one that's tweeting about it at 2 a.m. I'm sleeping and my phone's lighting up. I love food porn. I'm like, what the heck is he talking about?
Well, I was looking through Instagram and I noticed how many people, everybody's pictures are food these days.
There's a lot of
food
pictures.
There's a lot of food porn. Just just pictures of the food or what they're about to cook or what they're eating or... And I was like, I do, I enjoy it.
People post the darndest things.
But I enjoy the food pictures. I guess I am a food porn addict because I will look at it and think, where is that? I should try that.
You should get that checked.
Yeah.
You need to go to a psychologist.
Is there like a 12-step meeting for
food porn?
I can't hardly say
food porn.
I get food porn if you feel.
You're so cute when you're retarded.
Yeah, we're going to poop for you, geez. Oh, speaking of which, remember the other day I posted that picture on Facebook of the belt, picture of a belt?
Yes.
And it said the original ADD medicine.
Right. Did you find out who reported you?
No, I did not find out. But I just thought...
Somebody
reported me to AOL for that being
AOL.
Offended... AOL. Facebook.
Welcome to 2013, babe.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go on MySpace later. on Facebook. Somebody reported that picture. Now, what could they have possibly have found that was like...
Because those super sensitive people out there that think that spanking your child with a belt is beating them. And you're alluding to the fact that
it worked.
Okay.
I'm alluding to the fact it worked. And it is okay.
I got spanked by a belt.
I'm
alive and happy.
And I just think it's funny how many people are ignorant to the fact that it is not illegal. Because I put it underneath and somebody go, yeah, the good old days before it was illegal.
Well, and it's not illegal. It's not technically illegal.
But you might be investigated.
If you were in your front yard, you spanked your kid with a belt and five people saw it, five people are going to call social services.
It's such bullshit too. It drives me crazy.
I understand. I'm sorry. I don't want to get you worked up.
That's okay.
That's for Remasculate.
No, it's not. This is couple
talk. I don't
like
when you get all...
Well, that's why sometimes our podcast will end up like this. We have to put some energy into this. Get some passion into it. What do you think?
I agree that it's not wrong.
Okay.
It's not illegal. It does help children. I was talking to my brother and his wife about... Did I already talk about this on this podcast?
I don't remember.
About my nephew who was misbehaving in school, and I asked what they were doing to correct it, and they said they were telling him it was unacceptable. I'm like, what?
It's unacceptable?
It's unacceptable to misbehave. I'm like, you're not, like, grounding him? You're not taking away his $80 video game? You're not, like, spanking him?
You're not teaching him anything?
Right, but...
Well, as you and I heard the other night, I was sort of amazed but not surprised. We were listening to the Adam Carolla Dr. Drew show on the podcast, and when Dr. Drew was talking about how people that don't discipline their kids or allow them to act up, or it's because he said that their frontal lobe, children's frontal lobes, are not developed.
Right. And I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
And
that,
so they're relying on the adult who has the developed frontal lobe to
make the decisions for them. Because they don't understand.
But all these parents are like, well, let them paint their own path. Let them, you know, just make their own decisions.
And they're not little people. That's the thing that drives me to. Like, they're just little people. They need to they need their own space. And they really don't.
They don't.
They're misguided little animals until you put them on the right path. You know, when a baby is born, I don't think people even think about this much. When a baby is born,
It knows nothing. And I didn't realize that until recently when I was educated. I thought, I know animals and people are different, but when a kitten is born, I've seen this happen a lot throughout my life, they kind of gravitate and start, like, feeding off their mother.
Right. Or like the kangaroo that comes out and crawls into the pouch because it knows nature says
you
this.
You put a kitten in a litter box, 9 times out of 10, they're going to get that they have to go to the bathroom there. That's what happened to Pooh Bear. Pooh Bear didn't have a mother to teach her that. And so I think maybe a lot of people think that that's how babies are, but they're not. They're a blank slate.
Yeah. It's like getting a computer out of the box without an operating system.
And
it's your job as a parent.
You taught me that. Like, yeah. Like, you have to teach a baby to breastfeed.
Right.
I had no idea until last week.
They want to. They want to eat.
They want to be full.
Some babies have to know that you have to, like, move it or put, you know, pinch their cheeks to make them feel like they're making a sucking noise. Mm-hmm. You have to help them along. But a lot of animals are like that too. I mean, there's some things that, you know, like a cow is born, you've got to help them clean out their throat.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So, but people don't think about the fact that you have to teach this child to be a responsible adult.
Right. And I think a lot of, like, I think doctors should stand up for that, you know, and stop the wussification of America. Be like, hey, because, like, you and I didn't know about the whole frontal lobe thing.
No, I knew that there was a reason that parents were...
You needed to parent?
Yeah, there was, yeah. That's what I, you know, like you need... That's what parents are for. You teach them right or wrong. You guide them. You teach them language. You know, mm-hmm. You have to use the proper grammar around them. You have to,
right.
You know, teach them. But to hear them talking the other night and have Dr. Drew say, you know, this is a documented fact right. that their frontal lobes are not developed until a certain age, which I can't remember the age.
I don't think
Google
he said...
Google bitches, but, you know.
Yeah. But that was very interesting. So if you're a parent out there, stop letting your kids get away with murder thinking you're letting them create their own destiny. You got to kind of create their destiny for them until they get old enough to...
And we wonder why games like Knockout are going around now.
What is the game of Knockout?
Knockout, thanks for asking, Janet. Knockout is where roaming gangs of urban...
They're not even gangs. They're just roaming groups of adolescents.
Yes, teenagers.
They don't have to be in a gang. They're just stupid kids.
Come up and knock you the out.
They just want to... The goal is to knock someone
out. With one punch. That is the goal. And I don't know if you saw... There have been several more reported. Since that story mm-hmm. I showed you a week or so ago...
It was a week ago.
Several more have been reported. And part of this article that I read is that they weren't reporting it because it's mostly minority kids doing it.
Well, they're minors, too.
Yeah. And so this hasn't been reported well.
Oh.
So now that it's come out, all these people are coming forward with their own pictures of, like, black eyes and bruises and scars. And these people are just going, happened to me. Happened to me. So it's getting bigger than...
Has there been more than one death that you know of?
Not that I know of.
There was one homeless man that was knocked out, hit his head on the curb. And
that's what broke the big story. But there were some pictures today.
And people are talking about it. My girls at work were talking about it. And I'm like, yeah, Steve was just telling me about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, what is it?
And one Asian lady was going to have facial reconstruction from it. She got hit and fell and bashed her head. It's horrible. And where are those kids? You know, where are those kids' parents? But that's...
Yeah.
Isn't it, they haven't taught them respect or life respect for life or property or...
Right. It's so sad.
Because remember that one video we saw, that one girl's, well, you're just supposed to knock them out and take their stuff.
Yeah.
That's the game. The game of Knockout.
I was talking to some parents that didn't know what Snapchat was. You know what Snapchat is?
Yeah, the photo app that the creators turned down $3 billion.
Yeah, that's what you want to focus on. Well, they have come out and said that they created it in order to make, like, sexting easier.
What?
Yeah, like, they could send a picture to their girlfriend, and she looks at it, and after 10 seconds, it's deleted, both from the sender and the receiver. So that's how Snapchat is. These pictures that are being sent back and forth, they're gone forever. I have tried doing a screenshot, and it will not work.
So what are you're Snapchatting? Sticking? What are you?
So I was talking to these parents about it, and you know my friends and I do it. It's mainly my girlfriends.
I know, but more and more people use it.
It's getting popular.
I know a couple
more
of radio
pictures are done through Snapchat each day than Facebook.
Right.
There's 400 million a day.
Well, I know several radio stations that use them as promo, use Snapchat as promo.
Yeah.
They'll use dudes like, coming up next, it's... And they send out the Snapchat.
Yeah. But imagine one of the people I was talking to, they have a 14-year-old granddaughter. And they're like, oh, well, my granddaughter has Snapchat. Well, hopefully she's just using it between her girlfriends. But what if she's not? I have another friend whose 16-year-old son is about to be a dad, and they found sexting pictures 2 years ago when he was 14.
And they probably
imagine if he was using Snapchat and they would not have found it. There would have been no inclination.
Well, let's go back to the fact that probably went to they should be knowing what he was going on and not letting him create his own little...
The problem is there, it's a divorced family. The mother is not the good parent, mm-hmm. like doesn't parent, and the father only has so much control.
Yeah.
But the Snapchat needs to be addressed, I think.
And, like, and what way? I think the Snapchat is not the problem. The problem is
the parents. The parents. So I
and
guess,
the phone. The right. phone is the problem. Because so Snapchat is only a tool on the phone.
So both of these sets of parents that I was speaking with at dinner had no idea about Snapchat. No, had heard of it, didn't know what it was. And I explained it, and their eyes just got big. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
You need to, I was like, this, you know, think of Anthony Weiner. He would have, like, avoided Love. All of this
he
trouble
would, if, just
if
had
he would
some,
have just used Snapchat.
Some Snapchat. Well, it's the same thing. I remember several years ago, I was talking to a person who was telling me about their daughter getting her tongue pierced.
And we know why girls get their tongue pierced.
Don't we know why they get
it? It's not sexy.
It is. It's
to look at.
But it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to enhance oral sex.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Yep.
And she was talking about her 13-year-old daughter getting her her tongue pierced because, you know, it's kind of the it's in fashion now. You know.
And I think it's kind of gone away.
I think it has too. But at the time, I go, "You what?" She goes, "Yeah, it's kind of her friends. You know, they did. Do you know why?" She goes, "Well, because it's in style." I go, "It's because they suck dick."
Oh my gosh, you said that to a woman about her daughter?
Yeah. And she goes, "What?" And I go, this is why you're acting surprised is because you don't know what kids are doing
right.
today. That's what and I think parents just are sometimes just want, want to live in oblivious.
But how do parents keep up with that stuff?
Like we do. You read, you keep up. You don't live in your own little
right.
bubble. You have to be a parent or just want to know what's going on today. And I've got, like, I think because of what I do as a comic,
mm-hmm.
I try to keep up with
you
what
do.
Is the latest trend, style.
But you got to think of these mothers and fathers that are working 40-plus hours a week. Like, you've seen me on a busy week. I'll come home and be like, what's going on in the real world?
Yeah, well, I have to kind of report to you.
Yeah, you give me a summary. Because when you're busy working, trying to bring home the bacon to pay for the house and pay for the kids, you don't always have time to sit there and read these news articles. Even if you want to, and even though it'll help in your kids' lives, there's just not enough hours in the day. And then if you're, like, dealing with soccer games and cheerleading practice, how do you keep up? There should be, like, a newsletter. You should start this.
A parental newsletter.
Yes.
Here's the latest thing going on with kids today. Knockout and Snapchat. If you're not aware, please click on these links. And
right.
You'll be
kind of summarize so you don't have to scroll through Twitter and be like, oh, Miley, Taylor. What, Snapchat? What, sexting? You know?
Yeah. But
am I wrong?
No, I agree. I think it might be a good idea. $1 million idea. It is 11/25/2013, 7:30 at night, documented that we came up with this idea. But
no, I'm serious. You got to come up with it. Yeah.
I do. I think that's a good idea.
Get rid of the fluff that comes with, like, reporting and just...
But parents aren't being parents. That's what it just boils down to.
Well, there's a lot of that, too.
They
but
just aren't.
I'm thinking about some of the parents I know that, you know, they're just working and it's hard.
Well, they should go to PTA meetings. Do you know any parents that still go to PTA meetings?
No.
Anybody you work with that have kids ever go to the... Because I remember being scared as shit when I was a kid, when my mom was going, you know, there's a PTA meeting this week. No!
My parents never went.
They never went?
Mm-mm. I turned out okay.
Really?
I was at church. What?
I'm kidding. But that's what... I don't think parents are involved in
right.
the whole thing because at those parents' teachers, that was almost like that newsletter
that
you were talking
oh.
about. Like, here's what's going on. This is what's going on in the school.
This is the problem.
Some of the problems we're having. Kids today are doing this. Please be aware of your child. Keep an eye out on this.
Oh. Do they even have PTA meetings anymore?
I'm sure they do.
We live right by a school, and every time I drive by, I've never seen a PTA meeting posted. Ever.
I'm just glad you could drive past the school, because half the time, the school is blocked because so many people will not let their lazy-ass kids walk to school. I'm amazed how many parents block the street to pick up kids in a school that is in the center of a neighborhood.
Well, I'm driving by at, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay, that's
if
different.
You drive by during the pickup or drop-off time,
mm-hmm.
whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's obnoxious.
It is, isn't it?
There's, like, six-year-olds running in front of your car.
Yeah,
and you're
like
going
you're
20 miles an hour. Yeah.
Are the parents that just block the street. They
mm-hmm.
seriously, like, line up to pick up the kid knowing
mm-hmm.
you're blocking fucking traffic. Just drive around until your child comes out, you lazy piece of stuff.
Wow.
I'm annoyed. I mean, because I can tell. We live here by it, and I get trapped. Because if you make one wrong turn, you're on that block, and then you're trapped until you get past it. And
right.
It drives me crazy.
And on Lincoln, the road right up the road from us, in the morning, there's like a line of cars turning right to drop their kids off at school. A line of cars. And it's not even right by the road.
I said something on Facebook today. Yes, Facebook, not AOL, not MySpace. I said something on Facebook the other day about when kids used to. Oh, I my post about, remember we used to walk the train track and look for dead bodies, and now they sit inside and play Xbox. Times have changed. And somebody wrote, yeah, the good old days when you could still go outside and not have to worry about your kid getting abducted. And I go, we still worried about it, but our parents taught us how to deal with it and how to kick and scream and run, and our parents
Stranger danger. Yes.
There was that. And we didn't teach our kids to live in fear.
Right.
That's what I think. That's the worst part of this, is everybody's teaching their kids just fear, total fear. Don't go outside. You could be kidnapped. You could be shot. You could be just stay inside and eat junk food and fat yourself up, you little Xbox playing little turd.
I didn't have fear until I started watching programs I wasn't allowed to, like behind my parents' back.
Uh-huh,
when like I saw probably Law and Order.
Dun, 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 dun.
But that stuff can be pretty tragic if you're 12 and watching it. To see the bad stuff.
That's why TV shows and movies have
I know,
ratings
but
on.
Dad would fall asleep and I'd be flipping through the channels. It was my bad. But yeah, outside of that, I really had no fear. Like, I knew to stay out of the street because we were on the main road in town. We had a ginormous backyard. And we would, like, create all these stories about what was back in the bushes back there. And yeah,
we had that. We had my house as a kid, it was a very big vacant lot. And then there was a forest. Like a tree line. It was like flat. And then all of a sudden there was a tree line over there. And we always had stories about don't go into those trees. You know, some kids have never come back.
Right.
You know, those kind of like... Oh, and my parents used to go, raw head and bloody bones lives.
Your parents contributed.
They did. And my brother was afraid of the death crickets that lived in the forest.
What are death crickets?
They're crickets that would eat you.
Wow.
They were the death cricket. Parents used to tell stories like that to keep kids in control.
I think I created I don't remember my parents ever doing that. Like, there was a fence in the schoolyard that had been hit by something. Probably a tree or something. And then there was like a holler where people had put like junk. But
a holler? You live down by a holler?
Yeah, shut up. And my girlfriend and I in second grade made up this huge story about how that was a plane crash and all that debris was from a plane. Yeah.
That's kind of cool though.
That's
an imagination at work.
But kids don't do that anymore.
No.
It's sad.
It's sad. You know what's sad?
We're out of time, aren't we?
We're out of time. We are way
out of
time. We're almost at 40 minutes.
Holy cow. I'm so sorry.
No,
I talk and talk and talk.
I enjoyed this. This was very good. This is a very nice podcast.
We got to do the bad morning trivia answer.
Oh, bad morning. Bad morning show.
Bad
morning show.
Bad morning.
Bad morning show trivia.
Bad.
Yeah.
Trivia.
Okay, you ready?
Ready. What was the question?
Question. Some 6,000 Americans check into a hospital with injuries each year from this. What is it?
And our choices were A.
A TV remote.
B.
A pillow.
C.
A stapler.
I'm going to go with C, a stapler. I work in an office.
You going to go with stapler?
Dang it. Three strikes in a row. 3 weeks I haven't gotten it.
A pillow.
That's dumb. That seemed like it was going to oh yeah, they're going to pick the pillow because that just seems unlikely.
That's the answer. But seriously, how do you get hurt with a pillow?
Pillow fights.
Pillow fights.
You and I have pillow fights from time to time.
Trip over it or something.
Yeah.
I would like to know how
your significant other accidentally holding it on your face too
until
long.
Until you can't breathe anymore?
Yeah.
Okay. If anybody out there has been injured by a pillow.
Direct messages. We won't share your name, just your story.
No. We need to do. You know what else we need to do?
What?
Is set up a Google Voice.
Yeah, I don't know how to do
that. For people, I will figure out how to do it.
But we do have an email, wrinkledsheets1 mm-hmm. at gmail.com.
And we have a Twitter,
which is wrinkledsheets1, the number one.
Don't do just wrinkled sheets, because that bitch gets crazy.
She doesn't get crazy. She just lets you know it's not the right place. Yeah.
And we have our Facebook.
We're on Facebook. Facebook.com/wrinkledsheetspodcast.
And I also want to promote the Nacho Report.
Oh, fudge.
I started a page called...
His Xanax got the best of him.
No, that was in the middle of the day. The Nacho Report, and it's already up to 100 and something people liking it.
You guys are very sweet.
I love most people, but it's it's a whole Facebook page dedicated to nachos. That's how it. Who has the best nachos? Where can you get them? What are your recipes? Post pictures of your nachos or where you've eaten nachos.
The Nacho Report.
The Nacho Report.
So is it facebook.com/thenachoreport?
Yes.
Okay.
I forgot how they do that. Yeah, but yes.
And we had really good nachos on Saturday.
We did.
The best nachos of the week.
Chili's.
I told him. He didn't believe me. And I took him, and he was convinced.
I have to say, according to the new Nacho Report, several people agree with you that Chili's does nachos right.
There's everything on every single chip. There's not a chip that just has cheese, not a chip that has nothing. Mm-hmm. Every chip has every single ingredient.
So there you go. Check out the Chili's. Oh, and let's, before we go, try to get the dog off so it doesn't.
Let's mention a pet.
We almost made it through the podcast. Our new favorite place in the world is Firehouse Subs.
Oh, yes.
Before we leave. Because
2 weeks in a row. We never go to the same place 2 weeks in a row.
Two times in a row. Or 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row. It wasn't 2 days. It was there was.
Was there a week between?
Yeah, it was like a Sunday and a Friday.
Okay. But it was wonderful.
Yeah, I've had the meatball and the steak.
And I've had the
Italian
and the other one I can't remember. But it was like the Firehouse Hero or something like that.
Both of them delicious.
Absolutely delicious.
Both of them not healthy.
And two of the best hot sauces I've ever had in my life, I discovered at the Firehouse.
And what were they?
They were the, was it called the Blair Collection?
Yeah.
Remember the name of it?
That's my last name.
It was called Green Tea Wasabi Hot Sauce mm-hmm. from the Blair Collection. And this is a shocker. The Hank Williams Jr.
Who knew he had hot sauce?
I didn't even know he had a hot sauce. Freaking amazing.
Freaking amazing.
So check out Firehouse Subs.
Yes.
And let them know. If you're on Twitter, @Firehouse Subs, and tell them that Steve and Janet from Wrinkled
Sheets. You could just say Steve McGrew.
Okay, you can do Steve McGrew.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll try to get them on as a sponsor. I thought about that.
Oh, that would be awesome.
If we keep plugging them, wouldn't it be great? Get a little free.
Yeah, they're delicious.
They're delicious.
Amazing. We'll probably go again this weekend.
Okay, gotta go. Bye. See ya. Thanks for listening. Bye. Bye. That was my mouth.